This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mick Myers on the hotline right now.
Excellent, man. Mick was on for about 25 minutes a couple months ago when the discussion just happened, and about his album. And it's so goddamn good, man. The Other Side of Mars. It was everything you wanted it to be. He's always been, I think, a huge crowd favorite when he was in Motley, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody had their place in that band. But Mick was that dark, scary, but amazingly lovable human being mm-hmm. that I think so many of us Motley fans always gravitated towards. I will tell you that one of my good friends, Steve Alif, was their pyro guy for 5 years on Carnival of Sins, and Steve would never say a bad word about anybody, right? I mean, right. Not on a professional level, he's a pro. I go, hey, dude, how was it? Did you love it? And he goes, Mick was my absolute favorite. I was kind of digging him, like, how was the whole thing going down? And all he would say was, you know who's great? Mick Mars. Mm-hmm. Mick Mars is great. Yeah, he's one of my favorite people in the world. What a great musician.
Born May 4th in Terre Haute, Indiana, our next guest is without question one of the most recognizable rock guitarists of his generation. As one of the founding members of Motley Crue, he brought us some of the most memorable riffs of the last four decades. His name is Mick Mars. But today, he's here to talk about his long-awaited solo album out now, The Other Side of Mars. Please welcome guitar legend, Mick Mars.
Mick Mars, how have you been, my friend?
I've been good, man. How you been?
You know what? Better than I deserve, and much better once I heard the whole record, Other Side of Mars.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I'll tell you, man, if you're a real music fan of a band, right, every time they release something new, you want it to be great for them. So, obviously, I grew up on Motley, and I mean, I saw you Memorial Hall and on Shout at the Devil. I've seen you throughout your entire career. And so when this solo record was coming out, I just, you know, out of love and respect and true fandom, you root for it. You're waiting. You're like, please let it be great. I want to love this. And then from the moment Loyal to the Lie came out, I knew it was going to be great. And I was proud, and I am proud for you.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
It's nerve-wracking, though. But it's nerve-wracking, right? To leave the monster of that giant situation to stand all on your own and go, I'm going to put out what I've been thinking about. That's a big move for an artist.
Well, you know, I have a lot of ideas. A lot more to me than what you normally would think, I guess. You know?
Well,
and I got a lot more.
Of course. Well, listen, you've always been a much deeper well than I think was ever shown with Motley. You know, you're an interesting guy all the way through. Being a super fan, you know, you pick up on things, but you were the guy that kept to yourself. You were the guy with a lot of thoughts and a lot of ideas. And I think, in all truth, I think you've got a darker side to you than anybody in that band.
And that's sober.
Yeah, right?
Oh, man. Well, you know, it's... Molly is what it was, you know.
But when you're getting to cut loose and that tone, like Loyal to the Lie when it came out, or songs like Undone, which is a monster. I mean, there's some really Right Side of Wrong, another one. It's absolute killer. You had a lot to say, uh-huh. man. You have a lot to say.
Oh, yeah. And more to come. So, absolutely.
Now, when you got together with Jacob Bunton, you know, I wonder what was going to happen, because for a while it was going to be Karabi. You know, I love Crab. I think he's a great human being. But I can see now why you chose Jacob. I can see why that clean break, that something completely new. And Jacob, he's got a great voice, man.
Yeah, he does. You know, a lot of people really thought that I was going to be doing stuff with John. But, you know, I think both of us were pretty much on the same page, going like, it would be too much like repeating ourselves.
Right.
So, you know, I had two singers, right?
And, right. Brian as well.
Yeah, to move in like, you know, a whole different direction, especially with things like Undone and those kind of songs. You know, those songs, Undone and Killing Breed, were kind of like a move into it, just a little bit left of like, say, Loyal to the Lie or something, you know.
Right.
But I always have those, too.
I think you've got a lot of ideas that, you know, with this now, this is all your creation, Mick. And if you're just joining the show, legendary guitar player Mick Mars is with us this morning. His new album came out, and it's called The Other Side of Mars. But this is all you now. I understand it is collaborative, but it's what you've wanted to do. You built the band you wanted. You put the players in you wanted. You're going to do the songs, the sounds, the tones, what that you've been dreaming of doing. And that's a gift and a curse at the same time, right? Because it's how do you choose? How do you know? It's a scary place to be.
You know, after I went through, like, you know, quite a few different people, musicians, until, you know, I heard what I wanted. And actually, the people like Jacob and like Ray and like Paul got it, like, right away. So it was like, it went pretty easy. Only hard part is finding the right part to fit the part. If you know what I mean.
Yes, totally. And people do love you. It's funny, because I go back to, like, because you've always written with other people. Like, you wrote a great song years ago with a great band named Pop Evil, and it was Boss's Daughter, which the video's great, and the song is just, it's probably my favorite thing they ever did.
Thank you.
And
that's awesome.
I'll tell you who it was, and again, I'm sure you have all your guys picked out, but Matt Dorito, who I think is an incredibly good human being, incredible player, loves you. Matt, you know, he's working at Cabot Guns. It's a side note. He builds these incredible, incredible custom pistols. But I think if you needed a bass player, something done, I think he'd be your guy, and he'd be more than happy to jump over and come see you. He had nothing but incredibly kind things to say about you, man.
That's cool. That's cool.
You've had an influence on a lot of people, Mick, and you're an unassuming, kind, and you're a humble guy. You're maybe the most humble superstar I've ever met.
Really? well, thank you. You know, it's like when I was growing up, even when I was like a little kid, I learned from, like, when you start believing your own hype and you get that ego and you get all that stuff, it's like stupid. I just got lucky, you know, and people got to hear who I am. You know?
Isn't that the best way to be happy, to have that kind of gratitude? That's the secret to the true happiness when you look back?
That's right. That's exactly right. And, you know, you also have to accept the fact, you know, that some people are going to love you and some people are going to diss on you all the time. You know, it's like, it's the way, it's, God, if everybody liked the same thing, it'd be a pretty boring world, wouldn't it?
It would. But I will tell you, Mick... Sure. I've never heard anybody say a bad word about you. Everyone I know who's ever come in close contact with you, including, I was telling a story about my friend Steve, who was your pyro guy for Carnival of Sins. You were his favorite guy.
Yeah.
He loves you. To this day, he loves you. Steve's my old roommate. But everyone I know, Chuck from Loudwire, was also interviewed you. And I know Chuck is a friend as well. And he absolutely adores you. Everybody I know that comes away with you saying he's the most talented, most amazing guitar player, but most of all, he's a humble, kind human being.
Well, that's awesome. I sometimes I don't know what to say, because, you know, thank you.
Well, listen, I'm I'm just so excited about the record, The Other Side of Mars. I know they're going to have me rap. You've got a lot of interviews, but you put something out that to be super proud of, Mick. I mean, really proud of. This is a great album. It's a great record. It sounds sonically, it's ridiculous. The lyrically, it's on point. Everything about this album is really amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
Listen,
thank you. I'm still doing another one. I'm in the process as we speak.
One show, just one goddamn show, Mick. Let's do a show.
I could do that, you know. I'd have to put the band together first, you know.
I hope you do.
Yeah, well, you know, if somebody come up here and you know, I don't want to say like make a deal I can't refuse, but like if there's like, God, I don't know, you know, if people really are going like, yeah, come on, remember, then, you know, I could do that, but I don't want to like be weird and like go like, okay, well, here's 50,000 people and I'm playing for them.
Right.
But, there's a bunch that are left out. You know what I mean?
I do know.
And I'd really have to, you know, think about like if I did something like that, it would be pretty sparse. Only because, you know, travel. And like I said, this AS stuff is a horrible thing.
I know.
I don't know if you know about it.
Of course I do. Oh, yes, very much. Yeah. I've researched it. I know. Well, look, if a show happens, if people come together, it'll be sold out. Every musician in the world will want to play with you. And I love you, brother. And I'm so happy for your record, Another Side of Mars. And I hope to see you soon. I can't wait to hear what else you've got.
Okay, that's awesome.
All right. Thank you, Mick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know we're 5 minutes over, Jake. I'm aware. Jake's in there winning. I'm like, listen, there's certain times I don't care. I may never get to talk to Mick again. I honestly don't care how long we went. I don't know if we'll ever have Mick on again.
Right.
I simply tell him to suck a D. Because whoever the publicist, you know, whoever, not that, his publicist is a good guy. I'm talking about whoever the tour guy is.
Yeah. If the guy running the tour was having a freak out.
You can eat my ass. Mick is, he's not a 10-minute guy.
No.
You need a moment to sit and talk with him to get it to roll, you know?
I've never admired a dude. I've never, I guess, loved a dude so much in a band who can't take a compliment. Like, he can't.
Mm-mm.
He's just a working dude who was in a band that happened to sell over 100 million records. And even off the air when I'm telling him, like, how much he means to me, like,
no, and
he can't take it.
The truth is, he was the only real musician in Motley Crue. Nicky can write a good lyric, no doubt. He's a poet. Terrible bass player. Terrible. He always has been. But it doesn't matter. It was not, Motley Crue wasn't built around a great bass line. He was going, a-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. It was just quarter note BS.
And Tommy's a showman, but he's
Tommy was the closest, though. I'll give you that. He's a good, really good drummer. Vince is a terrible singer. And I mean, but that's not, no, but it's not a big secret to anybody. Yeah. He really was. If you put him in a studio at the day when he still had a voice, he could make it work for
right.
sure.
Right.
But live, he's always been terrible. Mick was the guy. Mick was the guy who held it all together. Mick was the guy with the, who was the glue, the musical glue, the real, the truth, the actual musicianship.
Yeah, the, I mean, on point.
That made it work.
Yeah.
And even though the egos in that band, Vince Neil, good God, man. Again, I'm a Motley fan, but for that fat bastard to walk around with an ego, listen, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, for real, you walk out, you take the money, you're not even singing, it's to a track, and you can't even, just, good God, get your stomach stapled, man. But I mean that.
No, to hear him.
But because
it's a fact.
You're still going to be, you want to be Vince Neil.
Yeah, no, if you're going to get paid.
Yeah, you got to, then you owe it to us.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself and get your ass together. You know, one thing I'll say about Nick, Nicky may not be a good human if he's trying to rip off Mick, but he always knew to keep it cool, stick together.
Be the rock star, yeah.
And figure it out because, you know, Tommy Lee too. Like, hey man, we bought those tickets.
And if people want you to set the boots on fire, set the boots on
fire. It's a nostalgia trip, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that means you got to look like what we remember, not the guy who ate Vince Neil.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's, I don't care who you are. If you're a Motley fan and you're in the audience, you know exactly what I'm saying. It's not to be cruel. It really, it's just, it's like, hey, man, like, you're taking the money. You're charging all this for a ticket. Get in shape. Get your voice together. Give us what we remember you being.
Yeah.
But all that being said, Mick is still an incredible player. The album, The Other Side of Mars, dude, just, I mean, listen to stuff like, here's a small bit of Killing Breed. Like, other stuff like Undone, this one. Somebody pointed out Mick sounds like he's hurting. Yeah, I think he's been hurting for a long time physically. And then I think the three guys that he started the biggest band in the 80s with took him in a vulnerable moment and tried to shove a knife in his back.
Yeah.
And again, that's just my opinion. But that's the lawsuit. And I will tell you, I'm not his lawyer and I'm not privy. But I will tell you what I do know in this business is if you are part of the four guys who started the band, you are part of four guys. That means you own 25% of everything you did prior to you leaving.
Yeah, that's the business.
They try to take that away from him. And is it about money? I'm sure Mick has enough money to live his life out. It's not about that. To a point it is. But what it's really about are the three guys you started this monster with that you traveled with. And even though you had this ankylosing spondylitis every year you were on stage with them, even though you were never the guy with vehicular manslaughter charges, with domestic violence charges, who was overdosing on heroin, even though you were that guy who held him together the entire time, even you're the guy who never took the interviews, never took the spotlight to anybody, then in the end, what did they do? They turned their backs on you. You know, it's a lonely place, I think, to be a rock star in many ways. I think the family you have that you devoted your life to touring, to traveling, to entertaining, to everything that comes along being Motley. They walked away. They turned their back on the nicest guy in the band. Well, for what? For money. Money.
Who doesn't understand I did everything right?
Yeah. And in the end.
And in the end.
Yeah. And then that's when I heard Loyal to the Lie, or The Right Side of Wrong. I was like, ooh, it's all coming out in the album, man. When you look at the lyrics, it's... But listen to this guitar. You know, to me, as soon as I heard Loyal to the Lie, I was like, yeah, I get it. All three of them are going to keep repeating that Mick's old, maybe Mick's being misguided, maybe someone's leading him down the road. They're being loyal to their lie. Cut me like a diamond. Tell me how you find the time. All your little stories giving you the glory. Always effing with my life. Loyal to the Lie. Download the record. Buy the record. Other Side of Mars, out now. Available where all your streaming is. Do it because it's the right thing to do. Push that album up the charts. Every time you buy another copy of that, every time you download the song, every time you get the entire record, it shows Mick. He's still got worth, man. I'm telling you, I downloaded it and then I bought a physical copy of it. So...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.